technically Medicaid expansion is dead, but it's technical. There are a lot of people who think Lazarus is going to rise, but it won't be called Medicaid. It'll be called something else.
Well, we saw in this Senate vote, they had an alternative proposal taking the Healthy Kids program in Florida and expanding it to include a bunch of other people, the uninsured poor, would take the place of Medicaid?
Yeah, to be sure, the naysayers could be right. The whole thing could be just a delaying action to make the whole Medicaid expansion and Affordable Care Act go away. But I don't think so. From what I'm hearing, they really seriously want to expand coverage to this million poor people who don't have coverage, but they don't want to call it Medicaid.
But they do want to use the federal money that would have come from Medicaid.
Well, that's the sticky point, because in order to get the federal money, which is estimated at $51 billion over 10 years, they kind of have to call it Medicaid, at least in some fashion, or they have to get the federal government to agree with them that it's the not Medicaid program.
Senator Joe Negron, who wants the state to get out of Medicaid altogether, says this plan that he has would be a little different.
Everybody would pay something. There would be cost sharing. There would be a sliding scale based on the income of the person. The copays could be as little as $3.80 for a family that needed to use the emergency room. No one would be denied care, but we would have an expectation that everyone participates in their health care.
Carol, would the federal government go along with their money being distributed that way for the uninsured poor?
We don't know. There's nothing on paper yet. But what I hear unofficially is we really, really want the states to participate. And so we are going to be really, really flexible in listening to what they want.
Okay, flexible, but it is the federal government. It is their money. What if the federal government comes back and say, you know what, we could go along with this if you make this change and this change and maybe this modification. Would the legislature go along with that?
Well, that's what I expect will happen, because that's what happened with the waiver program. But what the legislature would probably do then is call a special session in the fall, tweak the thing so that they can get the federal funds, and they don't want to be sitting in the position January 1st with other states getting billions of dollars in federal funds and Florida getting nothing.
And you're hearing from the federal government nothing, but you're getting at least some idea that they're open to states coming up with their own plan.
They keep using the word flexible. That's their mantra these days.
And it may not be Medicaid, but something very much like it is nowhere near dead in the state of Florida.
That's my guess. I think it'll live to see another day.
Timetables here, real quickly, Carol. You think we will see a plan when?
I think they'll have something by mid-session on paper. I think they'll pass something by the end of session. I think the feds will tweak it, and then the state will decide to pass it the way the feds tweaked it, at least in time to get that money January 1st.
Carol Gentry, Health News Florida. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.